does happen if I go straight here? You know what? I'm actually going to find that out. Right turn only. Oh, well then. It's fine. I was going to turn right back there anyway, so. Bicycles get to turn left. That seems somehow classist. I could just do it. Ain't no fucking cops. I could just do it. Up in this bullshit spot where you can't make any left turns for a while. You kind of cruise all the way out to the Embarcadero. Oh, well. It's green. I guess I should go. Spear Street. A street for spears. Don't get speared. Spear Street. Oh, I fucked up. This is... yeah. I forgot that this bullshit street doesn't fucking go all the way through, and now I gotta make this... cockamamie right turn, and then now it doesn't want me to make a left turn here, but except Muni. Well, that does say just straight up do not enter, and that won't, okay, that won't get me where I want to go. So now I have to fucking try to turn left on Mission. That, man, this sucks. Should have just taken Mission to begin with. This would have been the street I would have been, well, whatever. Now we remember that.
I took notes. The events I can speak of only now, but I can taste it like it was yesterday. The reason I survived, maybe, to tell the story of the hangover. Day one, I wake up. I begin to make out shapes. I have a headache. I have a terrible headache. At dusk, I get a great idea. Living is sad. Day two, before I wake, I dream. I dream I am surfing on a sea of Coca-Cola. I fall off my surfboard. I am drowning in Coca-Cola. As I wake, I am devastated to learn that I am in my apartment and not a Coca-Cola store. I regret the tears that fill my eyes are not tears of Coca-Cola. Day 3. I can move my head. I can move my head again. Day 4. I am surprised to find a man sleeping on my couch. He tells me he works with me and that he shares my hangover. He teaches me a game called Screaming Numbers. Day 5. Finding a reflective surface, I am happy to note that my teeth have not been removed with a hunting knife like I suspected. For many hours, I count from 1 to 6, not over and over, but once. Day 6. Brown liquid has now stopped dripping from my ears. Day 7. An angel appears. He brings me a pizza. He asks only paper in return. How beautiful his eyelashes are. Looking at the pizza, I note, I am now colorblind. I go to sleep thinking about all the old black and white films I have enjoyed and will watch again. Day 8, something smells. Day 9, I take a short walk to my answering machine. I check it. Good news, only one person called. The bad news is that it was my girlfriend and she called 17 times. She refers to herself oddly as my ex-girlfriend. Day 10. Today I suspect I am not hungover at all, but in fact an old man who's lost his memory, and I have been spun around and left to die by people not remembering any of my life I can't remember and hate by name. Day 11. Further exploration of my answering machine reveals I have not been seen at work. Apparently, days later, although I have no recollection of this, I went in long enough to play a quick game of Screaming Numbers and picked up what turned out to be my last paycheck. Day 12, go to my ex-girlfriend's and propose marriage. She does not accept. Neither does the man she refers to as the new guy. After several hours, she agrees to take me back if I promise to stop drinking. Have small drink to celebrate. Snowflake becomes blizzard. Day 13, see day 1. Fucking around in the crap game, niggas think I'm soft. Cause now I'm in the rap game, man, I don't hang out as much. Bang out no cuts, standing on stage and I'm grabbing my nuts. But when it comes to getting in a circle, I'm in 7s turning broke niggas purple. Looking for a little joke when it don't, niggas scream and choke when those dudes hit the flow. Yo, now which of y'all wanna fade the twin? I'm turning your back like it's
making minimum wage came up to about $200 a week, and then they would take out $50 in taxes. That's a lot of money if you only make $200 a week, man. That's like kicking Wednesday and Thursday in the ass, okay?
Fellas, I've been keeping a few lyrics in the back of my head. half because we disrespect you, because we're black owned and won't sell out. So check this out. We need to get together and go to that other level of the game and do it like a G.O.
I'm back like a rebel making trouble. I'm an assassin, kicking ass on a double. No motherfucker alive is gonna stop me. So fuck you and your goddamn posse.
Hey, it's time to step on some motherfucking toes.
Nah, dude.
Man, fuck them hoes. These cops, they playing a song. I wanna know what the hell's going on. Give me my card, radio sucker. I'll kick your ass and take the motherfucker. Everybody know New York is where it began. So let the ego shit end. Black radio is being disowned. Not by the other race, but it's so. A lot of bullshit records make hits.
Baby, 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 baby yo, she had it going on. From her head to her feet, her shape was so petite and so unique. Her eyes flamed with passion like she was possessed, as I shivered and quivered while she rubbed on my chest. Slaving and great, I couldn't scream. Moaning and groaning like she could take on the A team. I was one of many that she...
I think I'm dreaming this. Charlie, did I hear right?
Camcorders are a good example.
Humor, ironically invented before drugs. You should always give the impression that you have done lots of drugs. Don't believe all the public service BS. People will think you're cool if you've toked, snorted, or booted junk. When you're on stage doing your comedy, you can use your drug habit as an excuse if a joke bombs. For example, you can say, "Wow, I don't even know what I just said. I guess I shouldn't have shoved an 8-ball of crank up my ass when I wrote that one." Then you'll get the outrageous laugh you were looking for in the first place. How you can use this in your real life. Let's say you work in an office. Most offices have strict zero-tolerance drug policies. Let's say that it's that time of year again, where the suits are going to test everyone's urine for traces of illegal drugs. This is a perfect scenario for you to pull the following hilarious prank. A. Find a junkie on the street. B. Secure some of his or her urine. C. Somehow substitute their junkie pee for the urine of one of the people you hate in the office. The trick is finding just the right time to tell everyone about the big joke before the police show up. No one will be able to top this, we promise. Historical fact, the catchphrase, "What are you, high?" is the only joke simultaneously invented on both coasts.
Well, all right then.
It starts even with the nursery rhymes. My son's two. There's a nursery rhyme that I read to him that I cannot stand. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. We all know it. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed.
Man,
the barbershop, you know the rules. and being the fucking boogeyman.
Santa Claus told me the purpose of the lunch.
Clown Motel?
Yeah.
Marijuana helps me to appreciate the smaller things in life, like my penis.
All right, giving this five more tracks, and then we're giving up on everything forever. Nope. Five, this has been me. Nope. What's on the radio? Rock the Bells again. Great.
Oh, about a great scandal, one single, and then the album. Following, man, and then they're gonna roll with you like J. Cole had a following, you know what I mean? So it's, like,
it's a movement. That's the difference.
Yeah, you gotta build, but you have to take the time. Everybody just want to get famous fast.
Nah, how it goes.
Ain't no recipe though. You got that nigga that come out the woodworks.
Young Joey's in here. Shout out to Young Joey.
Queens, we in the building. What's up?
You got a new record out. Dej Loaf.
Yeah, Anything Possible. Dej
Loaf.
Mike
Will.
Yeah, produced by Mike Will. Made it.
All right. Well, it's only right, man. Let's get into it. And you got a show that you didn't know about with Raven tonight. Is that happening or no?
Raven just told me about a show that I didn't even know about. But if I'm on the bill, I want to go through and I want to perform.
That's what's up.
You need to show up and get that fucking door money.
I'm going to come and get your check.
Yeah, fucking money. I just want to go and get that record.
Where's the show?
That's right.
SRB's.
SRB.
In Brooklyn.
SR.
Tell the promoter, thanks for putting me on the flyer. I fuck with you.
My man is performing right here, too, man.
Yeah. HOA Boss, man, Best Out Brooklyn. I'm performing tonight.
Yeah. SRB's tonight, Brooklyn. Let's get into that Young Joey, man. Featuring Dej Loaf, Anything Is Possible.
Sure. F1.
Shade 45.
Going to these shows? I mean, if this is live radio, they're saying like, wait, I'm playing tonight. Like, it's 10 o'clock in New York right now. I know their bars are open till 4, but shit.
I need to be what I got. She raised. Oh, brother, you can't. I love you.
Until this weekend,
what?
When we go and record. What? I don't know.
Until this weekend. So it's...
Yeah.
Play 0 to 100, the song. As opposed to the movie.
I don't understand. We play 0 to 100 the song.
You suck. Play the song 0 to 100 by Drake.
Now playing.
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth, nigga. My actions being louder than my words, nigga. How you sold, I've been still sold down to earth, nigga. Niggas won't do it, we can do it on their turf, nigga. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie in the vet. Shout out to the bitches I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keeps scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. Shit a motherfucking layup. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the fuck them niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit.
Yo, why is traffic terrible right here on both sides of the road? Shit. This is supremely uncool.
Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay
not
my bills
like
shit
this.
All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or drive the money mark to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch that shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh Lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we can really get it, we can go for it. I'm just here for the Bucks and the Billies, nigga. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, y'all already wrote for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounding like this? They ain't made me what I am. Niggas found me like this, I was ready. Fuck that, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he was coming to the house to get me. He ain't show up. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. Whole squad on that real shit. Yeah. The other night, Lavish Lee told me that I'm all these people listen to. She said they love me unconditional. Imagine how I feel to watch another nigga at the top. You know that if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dawg. Damn. Okay, from that perspective, I see what you're talking about. No way to soften that. Cause me, I was trying to find out where I lost him at. But maybe I ain't lose him at all. Maybe I keep moving forward and they're just stagnant. They ain't moving at all. But when they need a favor, who do they call? Maybe I'm searching for the problems, asking what was said and who was involved. Too focused on people's feedback and proving them wrong. They say the shoe can always fit no matter who for this song. These days feel like I'm squeezing in them. Whoever won before just wasn't thinking big enough. I'm about to leave them with them. Cause if I run the game in these, man, the seams are splitting. No pun intended, but they smelling defeat in the air. Headed where nobody took it, who meeting me there? They tell him that he talking crazy, but he doesn't care. Being humble don't work as well as being aware. Listen up, boy, you better off eavesdropping. We already got spring 2015 popping. PMD dropping, raps up P dropping. Magic Jordan dropping, OB dropping, not to mention me dropping. Feel like we paid the refs off, man, we fixed the game. Me and Noel been at it before Twitter names. Yeah, been on the move like the lease is up. And I can't even name one person that's keeping up. Yeah, fuck how I was in the past tense. Ask yourself, how do we match up now? Cause I'm only 27 and I'm only getting better. If I haven't passed you yet, watch me catch up now, for real.
That's guess that's that, huh? Play Fiona Coin.
Embarrassing with them, wasn't I?
Oh, darling.
it's hard to show that every day feels like a dream. I'll give my world to keep that girl right next to me.
Song Holy Ghost.
So far, but yet it feels so surreal. Hood nigga, half a million, automobile.
don't make any sense. Almost fell for the bait, almost fell for the hate. But I'm the same nigga that let you niggas eat all my plate. Saw this shit from the dope, knew that shit from the goat. I guess this how it goes. Sit back and laugh at the show. Remember back in the day, a nigga took your shit. Told you don't put it there, the nigga stole your brick. Then I put you back on. Did I handle you wrong? When niggas start acting weak, that means it's time to be strong. See, I kept it so real, I ain't keep it real with myself. I'm gonna be real with you niggas, I gotta be real with myself. And I'm being real with your homie, no, you don't got me convinced. If this way back for my sins, I guess I need to repent.
One, might as well listen to both. Both of the songs I like that are on this album, that is.
I said, you already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Before rap, you don't really got dough. Before rap, you don't really see snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic. Then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my partner in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When it step don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know a girl's nigga here, magic in that 645. Now they say chisel niggas stay new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I love with 10 chains. Keep it back, then it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me where I spend, I tell them it's no thing. If I had it, add it up, it'd cost me like 10 things.
Bring me back too.
In my rolly game, taking our bow.
I done seen it all.
Uncle died on the spot. Pop killed the family with heroin shots.
Real shit.
Gave my life to the block. Figure I get shot, at least I die on top.
Real shit.
I came alive in the drop. Big body, all white shit. Looked like a yacht.
Real shit.
Got a fog run a pop. Had a plug in St. Thomas on the trip. You watch. Flew him back to the stage. Park 92 bricks in front of 560 State. Now the next is gonna throw from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right I'm still tossing around Knicks. Probably bunch of auntie a couple bags. I probably front your uncle a couple halves. Was in the S-class, you was just in class. You knew I was finna blow like a meth flag. Ran into Operation out Maryland. Me and Emory Jones in the caravan. Took the show on the road out in VA. Dropped a couple off with Roller in the PA. Plug got shot, we start slowing up. Took a trip down near the sky, he was holding up. The war's on, now he got shot again. This time he was gone for good, then we got it in. Emory got knocked, we was down 10. The whole team, hot war's closing in. Niggas can't tell me shit about this dope game, about this cocaine, man.
Gotta send it all. Yeah, stack 7 feet tall. Swear look white like a wall. What you know about thumbing through the hundreds, twenties, and the fifties, spin the tens and the fives in the mall. Gotta send it all.
2025 Rex Vision. Catching contacts, standing next.
money machine quicker than my rolling game ticket. I bow.
I done seen it all.
Me too. I have also seen it all. In this dope game. I'm heavy in the game. Me too, guys. I'm with it. I'm down with it. I'm keeping it hood. Play the song Under Pressure. That's all in here, isn't it?